the case of Ajlan Chalan, Abdullah Chalan, because it's the, for my opinion, is one of the typical inhuman treatment a man or a woman can have in a democratic, let's say, society. I mean, it's outrageous. A country which knocks the door of a European Union or pretends to be a democratic society denies the visit to imprisonment, to prisons, especially for this personality, which is a well-known personality, is a worldwide personality, as Abdullah Öcalan is. And unfortunately, Turkey pays no cost. This is something which is alarming. Azerbaijani delegation in the Council of Europe, in the Parliamentary Assembly, was denied. They were denied, so they are not participating in the delegation. And this is a cost paid by Azerbaijan because of the their attitude towards human rights and inhuman treatment. It must be done. Has to be done for Turkey, because the Russian Federation has been expelled from the Council of Europe. The Azerbaijani delegation was denied the access and the participation in PACE. So for the same reasons, there must be the same approach towards Turkey. The isolation is inhuman treatment. And take into consideration that no visits are allowed, no information is given about the situation of Abdullah Öcalan. That is very alarming. This is a typical, and to be honest, we couldn't find a similar case of this inhuman treatment. Even Mandela was not denied. Abdullah Öcalan is denied everything. People are afraid. There are people who are afraid of his status of health, even about his life. No information is given. This is not a human treatment. I can't find any difference between Öcalan and Mandela. Believe me, I can't find a situation where a people was given its identity by a single man, Abdullah Öcalan. And this is something which he deserves to be freed. Never give up, continue this beautiful struggle for freedom, peace, and democracy. And one day the victory will be enjoyed by the millions of Kurdish, not in only Turkey, but the all countries of the region.